From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. After rejecting military assistance from the Dominican Republic, Haitian officials now say they welcome a security contingent from their island neighbor. Tension between the two countries goes back centuries. From Santo Domingo, NPR's Russell Lewis reports.
Haiti's president, René Préval, turned down an initial offer to send 800 Dominican soldiers to Haiti to bolster United Nations peacekeepers. The political distrust from the two countries stems from military invasions of the Dominican Republic by Haiti in the 1800s and a massacre of Haitians by Dominicans in the 1930s. Since the earthquake, Dominican leaders have allowed injured Haitians to receive medical care at its hospitals and permitted relief aid to cross the border unimpeded. Now, a contingent of 150 Dominican soldiers will provide security along one of the main roads between Port-au-Prince and the border. They'll work with other UN peacekeepers and be under UN control. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Snow and rain paralyzed parts of Arizona Thursday, and forecasters warn that the worst has yet to come. National Weather Service forecaster Dan Lyon says the storm's heavy rains have caused an unusual occurrence.
We've seen normally dry washes and creeks that usually have no water whatsoever are now actually flowing quite rapidly. This has resulted in numerous road closures.
Flights into and out of Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport were curtailed on Thursday because of high winds from the storm that dumped heavy rain and deep snow on much of Arizona and California. States of emergency have been declared in five California counties up and down the state. The later storm is blamed for several deaths in California. President Obama is promising tighter limits on risky financial practices. The restrictions are aimed at preventing banks and other financial firms from engaging in the kinds of methods that threw the nation into a financial crisis in the first place.
We have to enact common sense reforms that will protect American taxpayers and the American economy from future crises as well.
The president says the proposal includes size and complexity limits, specifically on proprietary lending in which a firm makes bets on financial markets with its own money rather than carrying out a trade for a client. The California Supreme Court has struck down a state law limiting how much medical marijuana a person can possess. The court ruled that the voter-approved initiative allowing medical marijuana use did not specify how much of the drug a patient may have on hand. The High Court says any changes to the law must be approved by voters. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average plunged 267 points Friday to close at 10,600. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 213 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court has swept aside 100 years of campaign finance law. By a vote of 5-4, it struck down a ban on corporate spending in elections that dates back to 1907, a ban upheld as recently as 7 years ago. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's decision leaves corporations free to spend unlimited amounts of shareholders' money to influence election outcomes. And by implication, it leaves unions free to do the same thing with their members' money. In roughly half the states, similar bans are presumptively unconstitutional, too. Steve Simpson of the Conservative Institute for Justice praised the ruling as long overdue.
Is absolutely an earthquake in campaign finance law.
President Obama condemned the ruling, however, declaring it would give a green light to Wall Street, big oil, big insurance, and other special interests. And he called on Congress to enact measures that would counteract the high court ruling. But campaign reform advocates said privately the court had left them little room to act. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota is launching another major recall involving accelerator pedals. More than 2 million vehicles are being recalled to fix accelerators that can wear out and in some cases stick. The announcement follows last year's recall of 4.2 million vehicles because of pedals getting stuck because of insecure floor mats. Researchers in Britain say data from 10 studies shows a link between quitting smoking and the survival of early lung cancer patients. The study says people with early lung cancer who quit smoking could double their chances of survival. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.